everybody. Welcome to the Vocal Majority. My name is Lauren North. I am the press lead for the Vocal Majority Tour, which is a part of Americans for Responsible Solutions, the organization started by former Congresswoman Gabrielle Gifford and Captain Mark Kelly, former Navy combat veteran and NASA astronaut. I'm joined today by Mayor Christman, Councilwoman Lisa Wheeler Bowman, and Council Chair Amy Foster, who agree with Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and Captain Mark Kelly, as well as the majority of Americans in this country, that enough is enough when it comes to gun violence. Voters across Florida and the country must stand up for gun violence prevention this November, from the top of the ticket all the way down the ballot. We're happy to have other council members here who won't be speaking, Council Member Jim Kennedy and Vice Chair Darden Rice, who are in support of this issue, as well as Governor Charlie Crist. And without further ado, I would like to welcome to the stage Council Chair Amy Foster.
Thanks everybody for being here. You know, our country is in the grips of a gun violence crisis. Every single day, over 91 lives are lost. But here in Florida, we rank F on the gun laws scorecard. We can and we have to do better. For too long, the gun lobby has wielded too much influence over our laws. Meanwhile, the majority of Americans support common sense gun legislation, like closing loopholes for gun background checks. It was only a few months ago that we stood here in this very spot honoring the victims of the tragedy that happened in Orlando. And we must honor those victims, not just with our prayers, but honoring those people who were tragically taken too soon with meaningful action that saves lives. I'm proud to stand here today alongside a body and an administration that also agrees enough is enough and not one more. Next up, Councilmember Wheeler Bowman. Thank you.
Calvin Swain, Forbes Peanut Swisher, Antonio Pac-Man Roberts, Letidra Everett, Angela Burgess, Gabrielle Wallace, and my 21-year-old son, Cabretti Wheeler. I have had enough. Enough of losing my loved ones to gun violence. It is time to support common sense change to help keep guns out of the wrong hands and to no longer be silent. I'm not saying that we can prevent every tragedy, but we are a nation of law and order, and it's time to close the loopholes in our background check laws. I'm a responsible gun owner. I own a gun. I had to have a background check. Everyone should be required to do so. And this is not about taking away your right to bear arms. This is about saving lives. So this November, be a gun violence prevention voter. Vote for the candidates who are committed on acting. The candidates who have the courage to champion for changes within our gun laws and to help close the loopholes. Our votes matter and our voices matter. And now I have the privilege of introducing to you the mayor of this great city, Mayor Rick Christman. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly of Americans for Responsible Solutions, for bringing their Vocal Majority bus tour to St. Petersburg. I also want to thank Chair Foster and the other council members who are here, as well as members of my team who care deeply about this issue. Assistant Chief Prevetera is here, my Urban Affairs Director, Nikki Gaskins-Capehart, my Deputy Mayor, Dr. Kanika Tomlin. You know, we held a candlelight vigil here at City Hall the evening following the shooting at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. And if you look closely at the wall underneath those beautiful lights behind this bus, you'll see the stains from the wax that dripping off those candles. If you look closely at the hands of the NRA and the politicians doing their bidding, you will see blood. For too long, too many politicians have been afraid of the gun lobby. Too many politicians have failed to stand up and fight for what's right, for what's sensible. Nothing more than that. We're not asking for anything more than common sense. And like a lot of big cities, and even small towns like yesterday in South Carolina, where more children were shot at school, St. Pete has had its share of gun violence. 9 people have been shot dead in our city this year. We could use some help getting the wrong guns out of the wrong hands. And because of the gun lobby's grip on politicians, we have to rely on elections and we have to rely on the court system. People just need to vote, for it's not hyperbole to suggest that these elections are truly about life or death. Gun owners can also help. So far this year, 276 guns have been stolen from vehicles and buildings in St. Pete. 293 guns were stolen last year, and 262 the year before that. You can't claim to be a responsible gun owner if you don't secure your gun. And so I urge gun owners in this city to do their part, keeping our community safe, keeping our kids safe, and secure your firearm. Lock your homes, lock your cars. If you don't do this, you are not a responsible gun owner. You are part of the problem. And finally, I have to say, no matter how frustrated this issue makes me, I have hope. Time and again, we've seen the laws in this country change to reflect the will of the majority, to reflect common sense. As has been said, the arc of the universe is long, but it bends toward justice. In this case, justice will come in the form of common sense gun laws. And next, I'd like to turn the mic over to former Governor Crist, who has been a strong proponent of common sense gun laws. Governor Crist.
Thank you very much. I am very proud to be here today, and I want to commend the mayor, the council members that are here, for their courage. It is not always easy to stand up, but it is the right thing to do. I am a gun owner. I am a hunter. And I believe in the Second Amendment, but I am a pragmatic person, and I understand the consequences of not having common sense regulation as it relates to this issue. We need to have more stringent background checks to do, as the mayor said, make sure that the wrong guns don't get into the wrong hands. And I believe personally that we need to ban assault weapons. I think it's an obvious common sense measure that should take place. But I want to really commend Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, because what she has been through, the personal tragedy that she has endured, the strength and the grace with which she has addressed this issue is a role model for us all. Thank you very much.
That concludes our press conference here in St. Petersburg. I'd like to thank all of our speakers: Council Chair Amy Foster, Councilwoman Lisa Wheeler-Bowman, Mayor Rick Priceman, and Governor Charlie Crist. This is our fourth stop on this tour. It will be 6 weeks total. We are stopping in almost 50 cities across 14 states, doing 2,000 miles just this week. We believe in this issue. We want to get out voters who believe that 2016 should be a referendum on gun violence. If you need more information, you can find it at our website, thevocalmajority.com, and the hashtag vocalmajority on Twitter and Facebook. On that website, you can register to vote, and you can find out more about where your candidates stand on gun violence prevention. Thank you very much for being here, and we will see you in Tallahassee.